brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again. And by Flightline.
Flightline introduces the Oracle Engine Power Management System for twin-engine aircraft. Featuring independent glass panel units in horizontal or vertical form factors, Oracle provides reliable access to all your critical engine data and its STC for primary. It's the best co-pilot you'll ever have.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Long Beach, California. George Bai, Bai Energy. George, an interesting project. You announced the Electric 172 last year, but I don't think that many people realize that this is going to be a certified airplane.
That's right. Our focus is to try to bring this emerging technology to Part 23 aviation, the core of general aviation.
Where are you now, and what is the concept for the airplane as a whole?
Well, right now we've moved from concept engineering into detail engineering. The hardware has begun to arrive at our facilities, and initial power-on tests are taking place. So we're very, very pleased with progress thus far. Everything from our predictions have demonstrated thus far to be spot on. So we're very pleased with the initial test results.
Now, we're not talking about a toy here. We're talking about a fully capable airplane, and you're actually targeting the training market. So tell us a little bit about the performance capabilities of the airplane and how it fits into the training model.
We have picked together with our partner Cessna the 172, which many know the single most popular airplane of all time, some 43,000 aircraft. And the training environment, very important, of course, as we look to the future, with the approximately 2 hours of endurance will be, we think, ideal with an electric aircraft here to begin with.
Okay, well, let's go through the nuts and bolts, the engine, the batteries, the energy recovery systems. It all looks fairly impressive.
We start out front with the composite multi-blade propeller. Very slow RPM, relatively speaking, so quiet, highly efficient. The root of the propeller now being able to provide effective thrust because we don't have the cooling requirement for the internal combustion engine. We have a more streamlined cowl, some reduction of parasite drag with the cowl. Underneath the cowl, we have the electric motor and some batteries, keeping the weight and balance of the airplane the same. And as we move aft up on top of the wing, collecting solar energy and vortex energy off the wing tips, together with regenerative collection of energy through the propeller when we descend or decelerate. So we think a very eloquent overall energy design, providing the necessary thrust for the performance of the initially the training mission.
Okay, and we are talking about 180 horsepower, just like an off-the-shelf 172.
That's right. And one of the fun things about electric motors, of course, is that they don't consume oxygen. So whether it's sea level or a facility at 5,000 feet, as we have in Denver or elsewhere, the performance of the electric motor allows the effective production of that horsepower, the 180 horsepower that you mentioned, as needed throughout the flight envelope of the 172.
Okay, we're talking about operating costs in the $5 to $10 an hour range, but what about the initial capital cost? How are you addressing that?
Well, as you mentioned, electricity off the grid nationwide averages about 10 cents a kilowatt hour. Now, we don't know, we can't predict what that might be 2 to 3 years from now, but if it's approximately the same, the operating cost benefit is significant for sure. As you mentioned, $5 to $10 per operating hour for energy as opposed to maybe $35 to $50 an hour for aviation gasoline. What we don't know real well yet, we're in an R&D phase at the moment, of course, but as we progress into the future with our supplier partners, industry partners and things, it appears that the lithium ion energy costs are coming down as well. So it won't just be operating costs. we're looking and we're hoping that we'll end up with an airplane, an electric airplane, that's approximately on par with a conventional airplane. So as we unveil STCs and TCs, the comparison in cost from a conventional airplane to an electric airplane, approximately the same. Today, much more expensive. We're looking to the future where we should, we believe, get to parity down the road.
Okay, we're going to see this airplane fairly soon, aren't we?
Exactly. We should be taxiing this first quarter, begin our flight tests, we think, in the springtime, and we'll be seeing this airplane flying a lot in the coming season.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Long Beach, California. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by XNWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again. And by Flightline.
Flightline introduces the Oracle Engine Power Management System for twin-engine aircraft. Featuring independent glass panel units in horizontal or vertical form factors, Oracle provides reliable access to all your critical engine data, and it's STC'd for primary. It's the best co-pilot you'll ever have.